Hello, I'm Graham Pascoe. I'm here to present a couple of hours of music for your enjoyment. In today's program, and particularly in the first half of the program, I'll be playing some recordings by Louis Armstrong, by the Maguire Sisters, and Paul Anker from the Ted White Big Band from Melbourne, Sarah Vaughan and Tony Bennett, and others.
Three caballeros, three gay caballeros, they say we are birds of a feather. We're happy amigos, no matter where he goes, the one, two, and three goes, we're always together.
We're three happy chappies with snappy serapes, you'll find us beneath our sombreros. We're brave and we'll say so. We're bright as a peso. Who says so?
We say so.
The three caballeros. Oh, we have the stars to guide us.
Ha, 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 ha.
Guitars here beside
ha, 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 ha.
Us to play as we go. We sing and we samba, we shout, ay caramba.
What means ay caramba?
Oh, yes, I don't know.
Oh, boom, 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 boom. Through fair and stormy weather, we stand close together, like books on a shelf. Pals, though we may be, when some Latin baby says yes,
no,
or maybe.
Each man is for himself.
Beside us
to play as we go. We sing and we samba, we shout, ay caramba. What means ay caramba?
Oh, yes, it means I don't know.
Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters were accompanied by Vic Sherwin's orchestra in that recording from 1944, the title song of a Walt Disney animated film, The Three Caballeros. The music was written by Manuel Esperon, Mexican composer, and the English lyrics by Ray Gilbert.
Beneath the starry sky, it's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one boy, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, tell me how. Imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Loving one who that vow. It's nice work if you can get it.
The Gershwin song, Nice Work If You Can Get It, was sung by Jerry Southern. Today's the anniversary of her birth in 1926. It's also the anniversary of the birth in 1901 of one of the greatest entertainers of the first half of the 20th century. I refer to Louis Satchmo Armstrong. Such an important figure that I'm going to play two recordings of Louis Armstrong now, one from the 1950s and one from the 1930s.
Old Mac the Knife. Old shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them fairly white. Jack's a jackknife, as Mac he did, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves though has Mac he did, so there's not a trace of red. On the sidewalk, Sunday morning, baby, lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking round the corner. Is that someone like the knife? On a tugboat by the river, a cement bag drooping down, and the seamen put the wink, yeah, that you Mackie back in town. Look at you, Louis Miller, disappeared, dear, after drawing out all his cash. And Mackie spent like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? She has these chicks, Suki Tadri, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lynn, yeah, Sweet Lucy Brown. Yes, the line forms on the right, dear, because Mikey's back in town.
Mac the Knife, written by Kurt Vile and Mark Blitzstein, recorded by Louis Armstrong when a hit in 1956 and also in 1968. And here's a sample of Louis Armstrong and his orchestra from 1933.
Thank you.
Spencer Williams composed Basin Street Blues. Louis Armstrong and his orchestra recorded it in 1933. If you listened to the radio in 1950s, you would have heard many recordings by the Maguire Sisters. Here's one that you might remember.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Maguire Sisters, good night. Well, it's time to go. I'm dedicating the next record to my sister-in-law. It's a recording by Paul Anka. In fact, it's the first hit record that he had in Australia, and it topped our hit parades in 1957.
I'm so young and you're so old. This, my darling, I've been told. I don't care just what they say, 'cause forever I will pray. You and I, we will be as free as the birds up in the trees. Oh, please stay by me, Diana. Thrills I get when you hold me close. Oh, my darling, you're the most. I love you, but you love me. Oh, Diana, can't you see? I love you with all my heart, and I hope we will never part. Oh, please stay by me, Diana. When you hold me in your loving arms, I can feel you giving all your charms. Hold me, darling, hold me tight. Squeeze me, baby, with all your might. Oh, please stay by me, Diana.
Diana, sung by Paul Anka with great success in 1957. I'm going to take you back to 1929 now.
Little by little, you're winning my heart. Little by little, little by little. I'm doing my part. You brightened my horizon. That day I laid my eyes on you and I, says I. Gee, she's worth a try. Little by little, little by little, I try to win you. Morning and night, I try to do right. I saw so much in you. Wrong was a I hope in time that you'll say you've learned to love little by little too.
Little by Little, sung by Carmen Lombardo with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians.
To sing, yes, you got that thing, that certain thing. You've got that charm, that subtle charm that makes young farmers desert the farm, 'cause you got that thing, that certain thing. You've got what Adam craved when he, with love for Eve, was tortured. She just had one apple tree, but you got an orchard. You've got those waves, those taking waves, that make me rush off to Cartier's for a wedding ring. You've got that thing.
There was another recording from 1929. It was Cole Porter's You've Got That Thing, sung by Frank Luther with the orchestra of Leo Reisman. You're listening to Morning Music with Graham Pascoe on your community radio station, 2MCFM.
Community organisations around the region love talking to Community Drive.
This afternoon, we're talking with Ali Wright from the Bathurst Rail Museum. Ali, welcome to the show. How are you?
Busy, busy.
Today on Community Drive, we have Lillian Burrow, who is the Audience Engagement Officer with Bathurst Regional Art Gallery. Hello, Lillian.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
On the line with me now, I have Councillor Gerald Power, Deputy Mayor of Orange. How are you going today, Gerald?
Yeah, very well, thanks, mate. It's a beautiful day out here in Orange.
And chatting with me now is Mary Claire Thatcher, the Information Services Team Leader at Bathurst Library. Mary Claire, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We have our weekly weekend roundup with Orange 360's General Manager, Ned Sweetapple. How are you going today, Ned?
Very well, thanks.
I have an eye on Jasmine Weidler, Reading and Writing Coordinator for Central West Libraries. Hello, Jasmine.
Hello, how are you?
Find out what's happening in your community. Join the Community Drive team each weekday afternoon from 4 o'clock on 2MCE FM.
I'm in the Mood for Love, written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields for a Paramount motion picture, Every Night at Eight. In the film, it was sung by Frances Langford. That recording that I played for you was by Vera Lynn.
If you smile through your fear.
smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with glass, hide every trace of sadness, although a tear may be ever so near. That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you
was written by Charlie Chaplin for the motion picture Modern Times. The vocalist in that recording was by Judy Garland, and the arrangement was by David Raxon, who did a lot of work in writing and arranging music for Hollywood movies. Here's a song written by a different Charlie Shavers.
And then you don't, then you say you will, and then you won't. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Now you wanna play, and then it's no. When you say you stay, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? I've been sitting on the fence, and it doesn't make much sense, cause you keep me in suspense, and you know it. And you promise to return, when you don't, I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn, and I show it. If you're kind, don't give us a part, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
you gonna do? Now you wanna pay, and then it's no. When you say you stay, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? I've been sitting on the fence, and it doesn't make much sense, cause you keep me in suspense, and you know it. And you promise to return, when you don't, I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn, and I show it.
Undecided, written by Charlie Shavers, sung by Fiona Thorne with Ted White's big band in that recording made in Melbourne in 1997. My next two selections honour vocalists. Yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of Dick Todd, a Canadian vocalist, and also of songwriter and vocalist Abe Lyman.
It's been often said that rich he'll be who dreams of something blue. Richer I shall always be, for that's how I found you. I dreamed of two blue orchids, two beautiful blue orchids one night while in my lonely room. I dreamed of two blue orchids so full of love and light that I wanted to possess each tender bloom. Then my dream took wing, and through a thousand springs blue orchids seemed in a world apart. But when I met you, something pale and blue came stealing from the meadows of my heart. I saw my two blue orchids, my beautiful blue orchids last night. And what a sweet surprise. When you look at me, it was plain to see blue orchids, only blue in your eyes. In a world apart. But when I met you, something pale and blue came stealing from the meadows of my heart. I saw my two blue orchids, my beautiful blue orchids last night. And what a sweet surprise. When you looked at me, it was plain to see blue orchids, only blue in your I used to be.
to arms a little bit true. I cried for you. Now it's your turn to cry over me. I cried for you. Now it's your
Sarah Vaughan's recording of I Cried For You, written in 1923 by Arthur Freed, Gus Arnheim and Abe Lyman. I played that one because yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of bandleader, songwriter Abe Lyman in 1897. It was also the anniversary of the birth of the Canadian singer Dick Todd in 1914. He was known as the Canadian Bing Crosby. The recording that you heard was probably made in the early 1940s when he sang, rather like the way Bing Crosby sang in the early 1930s. The song was Blue Orchids, a composition of Hoagy Carmichael. Here's an interesting song. It was written in 1954, became popular in 1962 when Tony Bennett had a big hit with it. Do you remember? My Heart in San Francisco. The song was written in the 1950s, about 1954, by Douglas Cross and George Corey, and really became popular when Tony Bennett recorded it in 1962. The recording that I played for you was made in 1966 by the Rheumatic Strings Orchestra. Tony Bennett had a big hit with this record in 1952. It topped the Australian hit parades.
I tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrop start. Can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belong to me, but now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Hank Williams wrote Cold, Cold Heart. Tony Bennett sang it.
It's a most unusual day, feel like throwing my worries away. As an old native-born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. There's a most unusual sky, not a sign of a cloud passing by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring. It's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people and a feeling of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual, most unusual day. Thank you. people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people and a feeling of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual day. It's a most unusual day. It's a most unusual day.
That wasn't a weather forecast. That was It's a Most Unusual Day, sung by Chris Connor. Written by Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson for a 1948 MGM film called A Date with Judy. In the film, it was sung by Jane Powell.